Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is coming back for you. Christ is coming back for me. Glory, hallelujah. He's the same Christ yesterday. Oh, Christ is coming back for me. Jesus is coming back for you. Christ is coming back for me. Glory, hallelujah. He's the same Christ yesterday. Oh, Christ is coming back for me. Jesus is coming back for you. Jesus is coming back for you. Glory, hallelujah. He's the same Christ yesterday. Oh, Christ is coming back for you. Jesus is coming back for you. For me, for me. Jesus is coming back for me. Glory, hallelujah. He's the same Christ yesterday. Oh, Christ is coming back for me. Jesus is coming back for us. Christ is coming back for you. Glory, hallelujah. He's the same Christ yesterday. Oh, Christ is coming back for me. Jesus is coming back for you. Christ is coming back for me. Glory, hallelujah. He's the same Christ yesterday. Oh, Christ is coming back for me. Jesus is coming back for you. Jesus is coming back for me. Glory, hallelujah. He's the same Christ yesterday. Oh, Christ is coming back for me. Jesus is coming back for me. Jesus is coming back for me. Glory, hallelujah. He's the same Christ yesterday. Oh, Christ is coming back for me. Jesus is coming back for you. Jesus is coming back for you. Glory, hallelujah. He's the same Christ yesterday. Oh, Christ is coming back for you. Jesus is coming back for you. He's coming back. Christ is coming back for us. Glory, hallelujah. Is it same Christ yesterday? Oh, Christ is coming back for you. Jesus is coming back for me. Jesus is coming back for you. Glory, hallelujah. He's the same Christ yesterday. Oh, Christ is coming back for me. Jesus is coming back for me. For me, for me. Jesus is coming back for me. love is coming back for us. Jesus is coming back for us. Glory, hallelujah. Is this same Christ yesterday? Oh, Christ is coming back for you. Jesus is coming back for you. Maranatha. Christ is coming soon. That's what it's all about. Maranatha means Jesus is coming soon. He's coming back soon. Before he left, he told the disciples, this same Christ that is going up into heaven is coming back in the same manner in which he is going. And it was a very interesting moment on Mount Olives after the disciples saw Jesus up. When he ascended into the heavenly, the angel appeared and said, this same Jesus whom you see going up into heaven is going to come in the same manner again. Jesus Christ is who? Maranatha. Christ is coming again. It is the next greatest event on planet Earth. Are you prepared? Ah, Jesus is Lord. Are you ready for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ? It can happen any moment, any minute from now. He's coming, I tell you, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, is coming to rapture his church. He's coming to take his own. He's coming to take his people. Jesus said in the book of Revelation 21, he said, behold, I come quickly. Behold, I come quickly. Behold, I come quickly. And my reward is with me to give to everyone as he has received. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You welcome to our Miracles Radio and TV Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, reaching you all the way from Langham, Maryland, USA. This is Archbishop Stephen John Biokoro coming your way with God's living word. I tell you, God is going to bless you today. We got so much in stock for you. Where will you spend eternity? That is our topic today. Where will you spend your eternity? It is the most important question in this life. Of course, there are two major things in your life. The day you were born and the day you leave this earth. Very, very important. The day you were born into this world and the day you are leaving this earth. 2 days that are very, very important in your life. The day you were born and the day you left this earth. There's got to be a decision. Of course, Dr. Billy Graham talks about the hour of decision. You got to make a decision on whom you want to follow. Moses said, I place before you life and death, blessing and cursing. You got to make a choice. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. You got to choose the narrow way that leads to eternal life. Our text is taken from Luke chapter 16, verse 19 to 31. St. Luke's Gospel chapter 16, verse 19 to 31 is the story of Lazarus and the rich man. And of course, it's a proverb that Jesus used to teach, which is very important to us today, that we begin to look at these things once again. Jesus made it very clear that the rich man was enjoying life right here on earth. He had all his beautiful buildings, beautiful wives, cars and airplanes and bank accounts, and he had everything, enjoying life, and he forgot about God. Said nothing about Jesus Christ, never received Jesus as his Lord and Savior, never got born again, never went to church. And everything we know about the rich man was that he was a rich man. Full stop. That's it. And at the same time, the same chapter, Luke chapter 16, verse 19 to 31, talks about the poor man. The poor man who received Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, a poor man who decided to follow the narrow way of righteousness and holiness, the poor man who decided to follow the way, the truth, and the life, the poor man. He was poor Lazarus. And dogs were licking him and biting him and biting him. But all he knew was that someday he was going to leave this world and he was going to meet his master Jesus. That was very, very uppermost in his mind. Lazarus was not poor because he decided to follow Jesus. Maybe he got no job. Maybe he was handicapped. Maybe certain things happened in his life and he couldn't really make it in life like the rich man. And of course, in this world, everyone may not have to be rich like King Solomon or like the rich man described in this chapter. But the Bible made it clear there are two people here. Lazarus, who was poor, became the one who followed Jesus Christ. The rich man who was rich and had everything became the one who had nothing to do with God. The Bible says that these two people died. The rich man died and the poor man also died. And the same Bible says that the rich man went to hell, and Lazarus, because he followed Jesus Christ, he went to the kingdom of God. And it was in the bosom of Abraham when the rich man lifted up his eyes in hellfire, and he saw Lazarus in the bosom of Abraham, and he said, Father Abraham, send Lazarus to dip some water into my tongue so that I'll be all right. It's very hot here. It's burning here. This is burning hell right here. And I don't know how to survive this. Please send Lazarus to dip some water for me. But Abraham said, no. When you were on earth, you refused to repent. Now it is too late to cry when your head is chopped off. It is too late to cry when your head is chopped off. It is too late to cry when your head is no longer there. While you were on earth, you refused to repent. You rejected Jesus Christ. You rejected the kingdom of God. You rejected the gospel. You rejected God. You rejected the narrow way that leads to eternal life. You refused to repent. Now, cannot just wake up and say, I need help from heaven. No, it's not going to happen like that. Lazarus took time to worship God, to serve God, to love God. Lazarus took time to be born again, to be saved, to be sanctified, to live a holy life. Now Lazarus is in heaven enjoying God, and now you are telling him again to go and get water for you. It's not going to happen that way. And this is what is going to be on the last day. On the last day, on the last day, only true believers shall be raptured. On the last day, on the last day, only true believers shall be raptured. On the last day, on the last day, only true believers shall be raptured. On the last day, only true believers shall be raptured. On the last day, only true Christians shall be raptured. The word rapture means to be caught up. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 and 17. The word rapture means to be caught up, to be with the Lord and be carried away. That is the next most important event that is going to happen here on earth. It is appointed unto man once to die, after that judgment. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. It is appointed unto man once to die, after that judgment. Hebrews chapter 9, 7. You're not going to die 100 times. When you die today, or you die any time from now, you are going to face God. And the scripture says, each of us shall give account of ourselves unto God. Every one of us is going to stand before God, and whose name was not found in the book of life is cast into the lake of fire. And when the books will be opened, you will stand before the creator of heaven and earth, and you will be asked, how do you live your life? And then all you are going to tell him is all the trash life you have lived, live recklessly, lived in sin, you have eaten sin. You can live in sin. You cannot live in sin that grace may abound. No, there's nothing like that. And then your name is not found in the book of life. And then you are casted into the lake of fire. I pray that you will repent today, that you will give your life to Jesus today, that you will open your heart and let Jesus come in and be your personal Lord and Savior so that you can have eternity in heaven. What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? You've got to make a decision today. Hell is real. Where are you going to? Where will you spend eternity? You have a few years to live in this world. You have just a few years to live in this world. Somebody lived for 115 years. Yes, there was somebody like that. Another person lived for 120 years. No, I've not seen anybody who lives more than that. Maybe you live for 150 years. Or maybe you live for 200 years. Definitely you will die and leave this earth. The next question is, where are you going when you leave this earth? Very, very important. And when you die without Jesus Christ, your name is not in the book of life. You are gone into the lake of fire, which burned with brimstone, the lake of fire, the worms diet not day and night for millions and millions and millions and billions and billions of years. Your eternity will be in hellfire. You're going to live again. Where are you going to live? It will be determined by the fact that you have received Jesus Christ as your Lord, and you'll be born again, and you are saved and sanctified and washed by the blood of Jesus. That's why Jesus in John chapter 3, he told Nicodemus, and said the man is born again of water and of the Spirit of God, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And said you, hearing this word of God today, wherever you are in any part of the world, Jesus is saying to you today, and said you be born again, born of water and of the Spirit of God, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. Where will you spend your eternity? You have a few years to live in this world. And definitely, you will leave this world. The next question is, where are you going? Because you are going to live forever. Your body will be left here on earth. Your spirit, your soul will go into eternity. And will be living forever and ever for billions of years. Where will you live your eternal life? You want to spend eternity in hellfire? I pray God that will not be your portion in Jesus' name. Today, when you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. In Acts chapter 16, verse 30 to 31. He said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. There is no other name mentioned on earth whereby we could be saved except through the name of Jesus Christ. As many as received Christ, to them God gave power to become the sons of God. As many as received Christ, to them God gave power to become the sons of God. Today you need to receive Jesus Christ. You need to open up your heart. You need to let him come and dwell in you. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Without him, ye can do nothing. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. Luke chapter 6, verse 33 to 34. Luke Gospel chapter 6, verse 33 to 34. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. What are you seeking? The rich man was so conscious of his wealth and riches and billions and billions and millions and billions and everything. He had all the wealth and riches. Yes. But where did he go? He went to the lake of fire. Not because he was rich, he rejected Jesus Christ. Let me tell you this. The worst thing you can do to yourself is for you to reject Jesus Christ, is for you to reject salvation, is for you to condemn yourself to hell, is for you not to be born again, is for you not to be filled with the Holy Spirit, is for you not to follow Jesus Christ, is for you not to follow the narrow way that leads to eternal life. Many are following the broad way. Jesus said, broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many are following the broad way of sin, the broad way of fornication, the broad way of adultery, the broad way of lying, the broad way of giving bribe, the broad way of backbiting, the broad way of greed and selfishness, the broad way of evil and immorality, the broad way of taking drugs and selling drugs, the broad way of smoking and drinking, the broad way, come out of the broad way of gay and lesbian. Come out of it in the name of Jesus and have salvation in your life today. See them be risen with Christ. Think those things that are above. Where will you spend your eternity? This is the most important question of all time. This is the most important question that you must answer. Where will you spend your eternity? You want to spend your eternity in hellfire? For billions and millions of years and billions, you're going to be there forever and ever. Timeless. Time and the worms died not, and you begin to cry and gnash your teeth, and you'll be suffering there for millions and billions of years. Is that where you want to go because of sin, because of immorality, because of worldliness, because of the things of the world? You love the world more than God. You love the worldly things more than your Creator, more than your Savior. You love every other thing except Jesus Christ. The rich man did not go to hell because he was rich. The rich man went to hell because he rejected Christ. How shall you escape hell if you neglect such a great salvation? Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2, he said, how shall you escape hell if you neglect such a great salvation? Such a great salvation that Jesus Christ of Nazareth came over 2,000 years ago, died for you on Calvary's tree, shed his blood for the remission of your sins. You want to neglect such a great salvation? How shall you escape hellfire if you neglect such a great salvation? That great salvation is available for you today. That same blood that was shed on Golgotha Hill over 2,000 years ago is still flowing today. You must come before Jesus, go down on your knees, and begin to cry out for salvation. Confess your sins and repent so that you will not perish. Except you repent, ye shall likewise perish. This is the opportunity you have been waiting for to make a decision so that you will spend your eternity with Jesus Christ. Lazarus died and went to heaven. But somebody else died and went to hell. May you not be that person who will die and go to hell in Jesus' name. Lazarus died and went to heaven. May you be the Lazarus who will go to heaven in the name of Jesus. You will not be that rich fool who went to hell because he neglected Jesus. May that not be your portion in the name of Jesus. Christ is calling you today. Opportunity of salvation for you to know the truth, that the truth has set you free. Lazarus died and went to heaven. The rich man died and went to hell. Where do you want to spend your eternity? It's a very serious question. Where do you want to spend your eternity? It's a very serious question. Where will you want to spend your eternity? The opportunity is there for you right now. The opportunity has come for you right now to make a decision to follow Jesus, the narrow way that leads to eternal life, the narrow way that leads to the kingdom of God. That road is still open today. Only very few are finding it. Broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many are going there. In the same scripture, in Luke, Matthew's Gospel chapter 19, verse 15 to 26, it talks about the rich young ruler who came to Jesus and said, "Master, what can I do to be saved?" Jesus said, "The Ten Commandments." He said, "But I have observed the Ten Commandments, and yet I'm not saved." Matthew chapter 19, verse 15 to 26. Then Jesus tested him. He said, "Go and sell your goods and give alms to the poor." And the man was angry, and he went away. The rich young ruler, Matthew chapter 19, verse 16 to 26. The rich young ruler, he valued his wealth and riches. He valued the godly woods, the worldly things more than salvation. You want to be saved. Now, Jesus is testing you. Give out all what you have and come for salvation. Now, how do you weigh it in your heart? What is more important? Salvation of your soul is more important than anything else. That's what Jesus is trying to say to the rich man in Matthew chapter 19, verse 16 to 26. And then Jesus made it clear. He said, it will be very difficult for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Because you are thinking about the world, thinking about your wealth, thinking about your riches, thinking about your property, thinking about your cars, thinking about your airplane, thinking about your building, thinking about your bank account, and you have no time for God. You have no time for prayer. You have no time for the Bible. You have no time for salvation. You have no time to repent. You have no time to confess your sins. He that confesseth his sins shall have mercy. But he that hideth his sin shall not prosper. Proverbs 28, verse 13. The rich man, he didn't value salvation. And he missed heaven. And he went away disappointed. What are you thinking about? This message came from heaven to you today. And of all the sermons I've ever preached in this world, of all the sermons I've ever heard, this is the most important. Where will you spend your eternity? If you don't make a decision now, time is not in favor of you. From now, anything can happen. And of course, you see all the earthquakes, all the disasters and all the floods and all the terrible things, several things happening, tsunamis, big things and all the earthquakes and all the floods and all the tornadoes and everything, the terrorism and the bombings of everything and all the bombing that are taking place and all the killings and shooting and destruction of life and property. You have no tomorrow except Christ be with you. Christ in you is your hope of glory. Brothers and sisters, don't you waste your time. You got to make a decision right now to worship Christ and him alone. Shall you start? I tell you, this message is so important that I want you to absorb it into your life. Let this message change you and turn you around, that you will make a decision today to serve God, to worship God, to follow Jesus Christ into the kingdom of God, so that you will spend your eternity in heaven. What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? Today is the day of salvation. I pray for you today that you will follow Jesus, the narrow way that leads to eternal life. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by me. Now is the hour of salvation. I want you to bow your head wherever you are in any part of this world listening to this message. I tell you, God is speaking to you today. The Holy Spirit is speaking to you today so that you can spend eternity in heaven with Jesus, just like Lazarus. It doesn't matter what you are. Just follow Jesus and have eternity in heaven. Who cares? Whether you are rich or you are not rich or you are anything, who cares? What God cares is you having Christ in your life. It's you being saved and being born again and being filled with the Holy Spirit. Instead, you be born again and be filled with the Spirit, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You got to make your decision right now. I pray that you will be a doer of this word and not just a hearer. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, have your way in the life of everyone who have heard this word today. Let them be doers of this word and not just hearers only. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I tell you, God, I bless you today. This is one of the best sermons God gave me to preach to the whole world. And I want you to forward this message to everyone you know anywhere in the world. Email it to them, text it to them, forward it to them, tweet it to them, share it. Everyone you know around the world, let them know the truth, that the truth will set them free. And I tell you, God will bless you. And you'll never be the same again. Feel free to email us, ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. You can reach us on the phone for prayer and counseling. Area code 240-552-5899. 240-552-5899. Or area code 202-460-7110. 202-460-7110. Jesus loves you. Felicia and I, we love you. And we say, God bless you abundantly. Be a doer of the word and not just a hearer alone. In Jesus' name. And may you spend your eternity with Jesus Christ in heaven, in the kingdom of God. May you not go to hellfire like that rich man who neglected Jesus. Today is the day of salvation. God bless you abundantly. In Jesus' name.